This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today is the last day that would-be immigrants to the United States can apply to what's called the Diversity Lottery Program. That gives U.S. visas to people from countries with low rates of immigration. This round of applications stretches into 2019. The program was back in the headlines with a recipient, the chief suspect in the truck attack in New York City recently, which prompted calls from President Trump to do away with this program. Marketplace's Rima Crace has more on possible economic effects.
This visa program is an actual lottery, and the odds of winning are extremely low. Each year, about 50,000 visas are available, and for this year, 19 million people applied. Daniel Costa with the Economic Policy Institute says the program has been around for more than two decades.
And the diversity visa has sort of been politically on the chopping block for at least a few years now.
Costa says the government doesn't collect much data on the program, so it's hard to accurately measure its economic benefits. Plus, the program only makes up 5% of permanent immigrant visas issued each year, so losing those workers wouldn't make a big dent.
It really comes down to a sort of an argument about cultural diversity.
And he says in this climate, those arguments don't go as far. But Stephen Yale Lair of Cornell Law School says no matter how small the program, research shows that
overall, immigration is a net economic benefit to the United States.
He says the administration wants to shift to a merit-based system, but that effort is on the back burner for now while Congress deals with tax reform. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.